This episode is brought to you ad-free thanks to all of our wonderful patrons. You can get tons of exclusive content and help us keep the show going by joining at patreon.com/shonenflop. And welcome to Shonen Flop Chibi, a first impressions mini-episode where we talk about the first chapter of the series we'll be covering in-depth next week with our guest, Brody, from the Fandoms Podcast. You know, Brody's the name of my nephew, so hello, nephew.
Oh, wasn't that the Dragon Ball Z villain? You know, his power is maximum.
Yes.
No, that was Broggy. My bad.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah. I'm Jordan, and with me today, as usual, is my lovely co-host, David. Say hi, David.
Hi, David. I'm Mickey Mouse.
Oh.
MMA Mickey Mouse. I like that.
Yeah, because we're covering Martial Master Asumi, and I bet I'm going to call him Martial Arts Master Asumi many times.
I'm going to kick your ass. Oh, boy.
Fuck it. We're just going to make a Kingdom Hearts parody. I don't even know what the cover for this is. We actually haven't made fun of Kingdom Hearts yet, and it just wouldn't make sense.
I just remember somebody asking Chip Cheezum, former guest.
Oh, Voidburger's husband.
Voidburger's husband, yes. What his favorite line in Kingdom Hearts is, with the funniest line. And he just said, the funniest parts are whenever Mickey Mouse is just like, Xehanort! Xehanort!
All right, Jordan. So why don't you tell us about this series?
I'm going to call it Martial Arts Master as well. So this is Martial Master Asumi. It feels like it should be Martial Arts Master, but whatever. It's Martial Master.
This is the aliens arena of our generation.
Yeah, Martial Master, famous rapper. Martial Mathers Asumi, written by Kawada. Just Kawada.
Yes, he's the Zendaya of...
I see a mononym, like Oprah. And this ran from June 19th, 2023 to February 12th, 2024 for 32 chapters, 4 volumes. This is one of the thicker ones we've done. It's not that much, but like, you know, it's not U19. I'll give him that.
Yeah, it's more than double U19.
That's true. Wait a minute. No, it's not. David...
Oh, fuck, you're right. It's been such a long day. Listener, I got up at 6 a.m. today to clean my house, when yesterday I also got up at 6 a.m. to go to Legoland, which, you know, it's hard being 32. Yeah, so you're right. But this is still this is pretty close to our 35 chapter limit.
If this was one chapter per year, it would be as old as David is.
Whoa, and you, Jordan, because you're also 32 years old.
And me. I am also 32 years old. Anyway, let's get into the fucking plot summary. God, I can't believe I'm 32. Nito Asumi's grandfather has severe dementia. He spends a lot of time helping him, but in the meantime, he's being bullied pretty intensely at school. Nito's friend Yuya tries standing up for him. He wants to be an MMA fighter and tries to get Nito to join him, but Nito doesn't like violence. Out in the hallway, Nito bumps into Nao Okiba, a girl with a snaggle tooth, you know, that anime snaggle tooth.
Yeah, I haven't
David.
Seen a cute thing like that in a while.
Oh, such a cute little snaggle tooth. Who's training to be a pro MMA fighter, although Nito mostly notices she has glasses, which, as is established a few pages earlier, is his type, David.
I can't believe he was talking shit about ass men, though. For the record, Shonen Flop is a pro ass, and we think all women are beautiful, but we are a pro ass podcast.
We are a pro ass podcast.
And as said by a very famous Japanese developer, Ass's Hometown.
Who said that?
So it was from Senran Kagura.
Oh, Senran Kagura. That makes sense.
Yeah, where he said the Senran Kagura series will continue to run. Oh, I'm sorry. It was from the producer Kenshiro Takaki, who said the series will continue to run nonstop. That is the calling of a ninja. Ninjas in all caps. They run faster and jump higher than anyone. They can easily jump over other people's expectations. These games still have the potential to grow big and large, just like a girl's chest. Tits are life, but ass is hometown.
Oh, I love that. Whenever you were talking about ninjas right there, I just thought of Real Ultimate Power. You remember that?
God, yes. I'll be killing you soon. Oh, that was from Ask a Ninja, but yes, I remember Real Ultimate, where you can kill yourself by swallowing a frisbee.
Yeah, the version of seppuku in Real Ultimate Power is you take a frisbee, you fold it up like 5 times, and then put it in your mouth, and that's how you commit seppuku. Oh man, but I just know that ninjas like to flip out and kill people. Anyway, that day, Nito goes home to his grandpa, who has been training him in martial arts for years. Wow, that's coincidental. He used to be a renowned fighter, and training is the only time that he's lucid. Nito's sister, Rei, sees a sheet from school where Nito wrote that he wants to be a nurse in order to take care of his grandfather.
Aww.
Yeah, it turns out that Nito views his grandfather's dementia as his fault, because after his father died, he refused to train with him anymore, which coincided with his grandfather's decline. Popcorn David.
Later on the train, Nito is getting bullied again, but Okiba films it and throws a kick, which Nito intercepts in the name of de-escalation. Okiba and Yuya drag Nito to an MMA gym where they show him the basics, and he messes up the training by accidentally punching Okiba in the face. Nito leaves to meet his grandpa for training when he's accosted by the bullies trying to get him to take Okiba's phone and delete the video. Okiba secretly watches from behind a wall, so Nito goes sicko mode and takes them all out with martial arts. She jumps in to stop him from breaking a dude's arm, deletes the video, and tells him to get lost before she starts kicking their asses. Okiba excitedly tells Nito he just did MMA.
Whoa!
And begs him to come spar with her, but he has to run home to see his grandpa. When he steps into the dojo, his grandpa immediately knows he got in a fight. He asks Nito if it felt good to crush his opponents.
See them driven before you? They hear the lamentation of the women.
And Nito says, yeah, kind of did actually. And that sicko mode line reminds me how they actually have like a breakdancing thing at Legoland, and I was really disappointed they don't call it Bricko mode.
That is true. That would be pretty good. I'm not gonna lie. Bricko mode.
He's going Bricko mode!
All right. So Jordan, what were your first, God, I love, this is a great episode. What were your first impressions?
This manga just starts with dementia. Fuck, this manga's like going there.
If I had to read a manga about someone's grandfather having a severe case of dementia being very plot relevant, I'd have two nickels, which isn't a lot, but it is weird that within the span of a month, it's happened twice. Listeners, for context, that is a reference to our review on the Ichinose's Family Deadly Sins, which you can listen to on our Patreon.
I was going to say, I didn't remember that part of killing me. That might actually be a plot in killing, God, killing yeah. me had that.
Vampire dementia.
Yeah, oh my God, that's interesting. But I think it's interesting how this handles it. You know, I really like Nito as a character. Like, he really cares about his grandpa. He's a likable guy.
This is so interesting because it's so character driven in a way I wasn't expecting.
Yeah.
Like, the author front loads all of the character interactions, which is kind of good, kind of bad. But like, I was not expecting it. Maybe this is why the series actually, I think, has a pretty substantial fan base. A lot of people are requesting we cover it. And I can see why so many people kind of thought the series was something special, because this is not the typical approach you would see in an action or in a sports manga.
No, I mean, an MMA, of course, like, it kind of toes the line between like an action fighting manga and like and sports, you know. You know, it's because it is like he's fighting, but it is kind of a sport. I think it's interesting how his grandpa was just kind of training him in some kind of martial arts. And like, what's interesting is that they foreshadow that a couple times. They show Nito like doing some actually kind of impressive things, like when he first gets in the way of a fight between a bully and Yuya, you see a little drawing of him like putting his hand in front of the bully's fist, like almost in like yeah. a blocking way. And then another moment when he bumps into Okiba, he does like this backwards somersault to land correctly. And it was like, oh, like I knew at that moment, oh, he's been like training.
It's like a Karate Kid thing where he's just, oh, fuck, Karate Kid, that's what we should do for the cover art. That would have been funny, though, if like all the chores he was doing for his grandpa was actually training him. Just, I mean, it's a blatant ripoff of the Karate Kid, but fuck it, that's still a great idea.
Yeah.
Though my issue with this chapter is because it's so character focused and front loads, the problem is like, why do I really care about these characters? And it's like, I don't feel like I have a good solution, but it's also like, we're on page like 35 when they actually do any sort of MMA, which is way past the length of a normal chapter. And I guess I get that's a longer chapter, but still, I was kind of like, when is the point of this series actually going to start? Because for the first 35 pages, it could have been about any topic.
Yeah, that's fair. It did almost feel like, yeah, we're reading this like harrowing and tragic story of a boy trying to take care of his grandfather. And then, hey, man, let's start punching and kicking.
Yeah,
I did kind of think that was interesting. Like, I did like how it did feel kind of gradual. Like, you have Nito like constantly trying to avoid talking about MMA, being like interested in MMA and stuff like that. Like, he does. One of the things is like, I felt like they were going to do a little bit more. I mean, they probably will in the series, like with Nito's like aversion to fighting.
Yeah,
where it's like there's like kind of a conflict there where he doesn't like fighting, but also he likes fighting.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I wonder if he will unironically go, like, have a... Well, we saw it already. He has, like, a sicko mode where he just sees red, you know?
Yeah, but it is also, like, he's doing MMA, and he acts like, oh, wow, that's interesting. And, like, dude, you've been trained in this. Like, you really didn't notice. You really didn't put two and two together that you've been doing, like, this complicated martial arts for your whole life.
Yeah, that was kind of weird, where it was like your grandpa has just directly trained you in MMA.
Yeah.
And it's like, why are you acting like you haven't? It was like so weird. It's like, yeah, suppressed. Like, is it like memory loss supposed to be a theme of this manga? Because like he suppressed these memories and his grandpa has dementia. So it's kind of weird.
Like, I understand not thinking about the martial arts as MMA. But after you see MMA, I feel like you'd be like, oh, yeah, I've been trained in that. Yeah, I know that.
I have such mixed feelings about this chapter because it does things very interestingly, but I don't know if the things that make it different, I'm really happy that it is. Jordan, I also want to talk to you about the art style. What did you think of the art?
I actually really like the art. I think it was done pretty well.
I enjoyed the art. I just felt like, I don't know, something was missing. And also something about Kiba's design, something feels weird about it. Maybe it's the thing. I don't know. It's just like when I was looking at her, she just seemed kind of strangely designed.
I kind of agree. Like, the fang is strange. I really was not expecting it because the fang is, for those who don't know, it's like this thing that shows up in anime sometimes. It's like a cute little snaggletooth, for lack of a better word, where it's just like, it feels like it shouldn't be on a normal person.
Yeah, it's kind of actually like Do Retry, which has, it's kind of a similar art style, but Do Try was definitely drawn worse, where it's like they had like these surrealistic elements, but the art style was too realistic to make it not just seem kind of clunky. Like, I think if the art style was looser, the fang wouldn't seem so strange.
This feels like if the Do Retry author was actually like good enough at anatomy, sort of. Like, when they are fighting, like, yeah, no, the anatomy and the construction of the grappling moves and stuff makes sense, and you can understand what's going on, which was a huge problem in Do Retry, where it's just like, this looks like shit. No, this does not look like shit. This is like the good version of Do Retry.
Yeah, this is the retry to Do Retry.
This
retry
is the actual retry.
God. I think, though, that overall, I like the sense of character. Like, I think it was clever that he said what his type was, and then he saw her, and it was like, it kind of gave us like a shortcut his motivation of why he cares about the girl when he explicitly says she's his type.
I did think it was funny where, like, when they're in the MMA dojo and she takes off her glasses, he's like, oh, man, she took off her glasses.
Bummer, dude.
Man.
I was thinking about that scene from Parks and Rec where Audrey Plaza slaps Chris Pratt and she's like, dude, do you have a boner right now? He's like, oh, yeah, I think I do. She's like, ew, and walks away.
Oh, God.
He's like, I only want you to beat me up while you're wearing your glasses.
Basically, yeah.
All right, so Jordan, would you read our 10 chapters of this?
I would. You know, the combination of MMA, like, you know, as I said, well-constructed fighting. And like we talk about, does the author actually care about the sport they're talking about? I think this guy genuinely is interested in MMA and martial arts. I get that pretty heavily from this. So I'm kind of interested to see where it goes. And I think the combination of that with the discussion of dementia is like kind of interesting.
Yeah, it's always very cool, or it's always very interesting when a Shonen Flop or a Shonen Jump manga actually takes real elements. Like, again, Family Sense talks about COVID, talks about bulimia, talks about dementia, and you can listen to that to see our thoughts, but it was very interesting to actually hear real-world topics discussed in a manga.
Yeah.
All right, so Jordan, what do you think is going to happen next? And why don't I dive into my guesses? Because I see you're typing, one of them says, Nito fights a guy, so I figured that guess is not complete. Otherwise, that is the easiest.
Well, I just finished it in the middle.
Yeah, but at the time of my recording, Jordan literally had one of his guesses say Nito fights the guy. So mine is Nito getting more into MMA helps his grandpa get his mind back.
Okay.
There won't be any serious romantic subplot. So mm-hmm. I think it was just kind of a shortcut the author took to get Nito interested in her, but it won't like turn into a romance. And I think there's going to be a big tournament at the end, but Nito loses. And for bonus points, he will say he still loves MMA no matter what.
That is, so it's going to be like Rocky, kind of, where like he goes the distance, but nah, he loses.
Yeah. Man, that's why Rocky is Kino.
It's pretty Kino.
Yeah, it is unironically. It won like Best Picture. It is unironically Kino.
The first one, at least.
Yes.
Even though the fourth one and the third one kick ass.
And what about the second one? Oh, yeah. The third one is the I Will Break You.
No, the fourth one is the I Will Break You. So
third one is Mr. T.
Mr. T was the third one.
Okay.
But Mr. T doesn't say, I will break you.
I know.
He says, I pity the fool. That's where that line comes from. So basically, Rocky 1, legitimately good movie. Like, fantastic, like, sports movie. Rocky 2, kind of mid, not bad. Like, not a bad movie. Not as good as Rocky 1. Rocky 3, insane. Rocky versus Mr. T, kicks ass. Rocky 4, Rocky defeats communism and ends the Cold War, basically, by defeating Ivan Drago. It's awesome. Rocky 5 is one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my entire life. Do not watch it.
Yeah. Rocky Balboa was pretty good, though.
Rocky Balboa, Rocky 6, legitimately good movie. Like, probably the unironically best movie since Rocky 1, definitely. But anyway, my guesses are Nito fights the guy that Yuya idolizes. So we didn't talk about it, but, like, early in the first chapter, Yuya talks about how he wants to do MMA to fight off, like, these bullies who harassed him out of the basketball team. And this MMA guy that he's watching, he was like, this guy was weak and was bullied in high school, and then he got really strong and it helped him overcome that. So I think that Nito is gonna fight that guy. I think that there's gonna be a time skip at the end where Nito is now a famous champion of MMA.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
And there will be a guy with a grudge against Nito's grandfather who he has to face.
Is he gonna fight him or, like, his grandson?
I'm gonna leave it vague so that both are potential.
Fucking coward. All right, so Jordan, what is your power word?
Pow.
Right in the kissa.
Right in the kissa.
God, this would have been the most clever power word ever if his grandpa was also, like, a prisoner of war, but that would be a little bad implications depending
on... His father might have been. I don't know.
It's like when we did, what was the ping pong manga we covered?
Oh my God, what the fuck was that called? God, I don't remember Full Drive.
Full Drive, where we had to check how old his grandpa was.
Yes.
All right. Mine is turtle. I feel like, you know, it's kind of a slow and steady. His grandpa's old like a turtle, but it also just, this plot is really slow. This is definitely not a series you would have like an 8-year-old read.
Yeah, I think that makes sense.
All right. And then, you know what else makes sense?
I don't know, David. Nothing in life really makes sense when you think about it.
Answering some questions from our listeners. So just a reminder, you can post your questions in the Show and Flop Discord. You can find a link to it in our show notes or on our site, showandflop.com. We give priority to those who haven't asked a question before, patrons, and those who haven't had a question answered in a while. Starting with Dude Rocks, if you could interview a mangaka about a flop manga, who would it be? You can only talk about the flop manga and there's no language barrier during the interview. This is reminding me, imagine if that part wasn't there. There was like a part where it was like, there was some stage in Sonic the Hedgehog where someone was asking if it's like how you say it in English, because it's like ambiguous if it's two words or one word, and they
Hydrocity?
Asked, like,
is it Hydro City? Hydro City or Hydrocity?
Yeah, and did you see the tweet where they asked like the producer, and it's edited because he then finishes, but the first part is I don't speak English.
That's really good.
All right, so Jordan, who would you pick? I feel we might have the same answer.
Hunter's Guild Red Hood?
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew it.
You have to be like, dude, what the fuck happened?
Dude,
there?
What happened?
And when is that Debonair spinoff?
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Next up from Meru, what flop protagonist can beat Goku?
Fuck.
So I actually think there's quite a few Shonen Flop protagonists, because it doesn't have to be fighting Goku. Though, if you were to say a plot protagonist that is actually just genuinely more powerful than Goku, I would say the protagonist is Samurai 8, because he literally becomes God.
That is a good point. I don't know if this counts as the protagonist, but the parasite thing from Nanohazard might be able to just make Goku's head explode.
Oh, yeah, that is actually, Goku is very vulnerable to biological attacks. So I think that's actually a very good real.
That's true.
And then I was thinking the protagonist double size. It could definitely beat Goku
in Shogi.
Yeah, because it didn't say beat Goku in a fight.
Well, I mean, I guess if you're going that way, actually, no, I don't think that Goku could lose in ping pong.
No, Goku cannot lose in any physical sports.
No, that's true.
Skill cannot make up for the physical stat difference.
That's true. you think BT could beat him?
BT could definitely devise a game that Goku could not beat him in.
True.
Yeah. So, all right. Next up from Weeaboo's Ash, if you were a manga character, what would the name of the manga be?
Baka Guy.
Help, I'm a protagonist in a canceling manga. Get me out of here.
Okay, yeah, that's better.
Yeah. It's okay, Jordan. It's early. All right, next up from Spook, we have best kind of cake. Jordan and I will probably have the same answer, where it's both the answer is my ass.
booty. Yeah.
Yeah.
David's ass.
Yeah. The obvious answer aside, what is your favorite cake you can get from a bakery that you can then eat?
The baker's ass.
You cannot buy the baker's ass.
Well, depends what kind of baker you go to. No, I know what you mean. I don't know. I don't know. Oh, I had like this Viking cake, it's called.
I mean, what cake do you like to have for your birthday?
Oh, man. I had this one. It was like a bunch of shards of, I want to say, like white chocolate put into like this cake. It was amazing. It was, I thought they called it like Viking cake, but I'm looking it up. I don't see anything like that. It's just, I'm just seeing cake with like, you know, fucking Viking helmets on it. And that's not what I mean. That's not what I mean. Also, red velvet cake's really good. I mean, the thing is, David, a lot of the time it's just like a well-made cake. If you can make any kind of cake and you're really good at making that kind of cake, it's gonna be good. So it's like, I don't know, just a well-made cake. How about you?
All right, mine is, I'm actually a sucker for this chocolate fudge cake from Marfa's Bakery. That's what Rachel knows at all times she needs to get me. It is super good. I mean, I'm just a chocoholic, and yes, I do not believe in fruit-based desserts. That is a coward's way out. If I wanted to be healthy, I would eat fruit. Get that shit out of my dessert.
Oh, actually, the best kind of cake is a cheesecake.
No.
I think so. I love that cheesecake, man. Give me the cheesecake and free my soul. I want to, whatever.
And our final question is from Sandman, who asks, how are you? Jordan, how are you doing today?
All right. How about you?
I'm okay. I went to Legoland yesterday, which was dope, and I'm really tired. I kind of wish I didn't have to go to work tomorrow, but otherwise, I'm doing A-okay.
I'm also tired, but you know, that's just my normal state. So it's not really notable for me.
That's showbiz, baby.
That's life.
But that is also all the time we have for answering questions. So, Jordan, I want to say thank you so much for all of your hard work on the show.
Thank you, David, for all of your hard work on the show.
Props to Shannon for the awesome cover art. Find her online at Illuminati. Thank you, Dylan, for assistance with editing. You can find his podcast, Anime Out of Context, at animeoutofcontext.com.
I appreciate that David is now taking his time with that, and he's just like, anime context.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
I would say probably most of our listeners have listened to Anime Out of Context.
Judging by your explicit Patreon names, yes.
Oh, man. Thanks to Tucker and Maxie B for assistance with pronunciation, translation, other miscellaneous research. Find us on X at Shonen Flopcast, Tumblr, Shonen-Flop, our website, ShonenFlop.com. We're also on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, or wherever else you get your podcast. And just remember,
I refuse to call it X. It is Twitter, just on principle.
I think Elon Musk is renaming it again. I don't know if that was a joke or not.
He's gonna call it Y.
Yes, Y. Just everything about Elon Musk is Y.
Yeah.
But yeah, you can come hang out with us, talk about anime games or whatever else is on your mind. We also have a really awesome channel where people are working on manga ideas together. We have people reviewing scripts. It is a fun time. And if you've been enjoying the podcast and want to help us keep going, consider subscribing to our Patreon. Wouldn't be able to keep the show running without their support. Get a ton of awesome perks. Jordan, what are we dropping this month for our patrons?
I would be all right if he called it Twix. Anyway, we are finishing up the Ichinose family's deadly sins.
Jordan,
oh my
got it right.
God, David, I said it right. Holy shit. With our special guest, Bambi Raptor.
Yes, and with a friend of the show, Bambi Raptor, it is quite the ride. You could even be listening to our recordings live, listening to some deleted scenes, or helping us pick what manga we cover next. Find it at patreon.com/shonenflop. And I want to read off our wonderful patrons, starting with our dolphin dads. We have Eliza's breast barrel rolled across, Ezra's howling mouth, Glornak, and Rachel, my wonderful wife, who yesterday woke me up at 6 a.m. and said, hey, we're going to Legoland today, because it was best friend day.
David, I'm so sorry for getting friend zoned by your wife.
It's okay, it happens. Moving on down to the ravioli tier, where you get exclusive weekly photos of my little goblin dog, Ravioli. She is so cute. I made a bunch of Ravioli Magic Gathering tokens. If you are a Ravioli tier patron and want one, feel free to let me know. I'll send it. I'm also sending special ones to people who upgrade, where you can get some goblin tokens, some treasure tokens.
David, I am not a patron, but do you think I could get one?
No.
Okay.
We have Chris, Eva, Lady T, Matt T, and Trevor. Trevor, congrats. I don't know if I can be specific about your big news yet, so I'm just saying congrats to you about your news. Moving on down to the King of the Forest, we have 090Z, Bandit Stoof.
My girlfriend.
Jacob Andrew Galloway, Justin Hefner, Kirby Mont, Marty, Max Baker, Riley, Sarah, who I'm going to be seeing this weekend. Thank you all for tuning in. If you want to reach out, animeoutofcontext@gmail.com. T. Wolfwood, who is listening in to this.
Wait, was that the name of a patron?
Yes, that was literally the name of the patron.
T. Wolfwood, who's listening in right now, T. Wolfwood, I want to just say thank you so much for being a long-term supporter of the show, and Tommy Boy. And then moving down to the Galactic Ball Federation officers, we have a mid-sized Dan, Indy's Islands, Aura, Blamumu, Brandon, David, Dennis, Drago, True, Dylan, Kreider of the very show, Fax, Flash Cardman, Generic Man, Hans, Hey Riddle, Keanu, Manly P. Hall, Marabara, Matthew, Matt, Mike, Obscure Reference, ugh, Jordan, oh, gets me every time.
Aw, man, David, yeah.
Resident Warhammer Nerd, Ryan Jasinski, Scott Fischler, Silly Rookie, Simping for Senpai Ash, Staghorn, Taperclip, Tucker, Vacation Jory, Wright, and CC Digital, and a big thank you to our Beast Children as well.
I try and think of an obscure reference to say whenever you say that patron's name. I had one yesterday and I just forgot it. It was too obscure, I guess, you know? It's obscure even to me.
Jordan, you just gotta make Nick and Lever references every time so we get more people reading it.
It's better Nate than Lever. There we go. Better Nate than Lever.
What a great manga. And what a great time we've had today. Jordan, anything you want to toss in?
Yeah, so pretty soon on Mission Ignition, we will be posting an interview that I did with an actual motivator.
Whoa.
The actor who played Newt from Vampires. His name's Mark Schwartz. Super nice guy. Loved talking to me about it. Loved talking about vampires. It was fucking great. And you know what, David? We actually finally get, and this is a Mission Ignition exclusive. Nobody else can confirm this, whether or not Van is played by Gary Oldman. We finally get that answer.
And the answer is... Thank you so much for listening. Tune in next Monday for our full episode on martial arts. Asumi featuring Brody.
Nope.
Wow, I already did it. Martial Master Asumi featuring Brody. We already know a series is winning the Aliens Arena Award this year.
Yeah, it's that and Ichinose Family Deadly
yes.
Sins. This has been Jordan.
This has been David.
And you've been listening to Shout and Flop, David, say it.
Keep on flopping, floppers.
Bye.
Bye.